Hello and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine, because if you're going to have a drink,
you might as well make it a double. Hello, welcome back, Jasmine. How are you?
Hello. I just also want to make a shout out to our first sponsor, official
sponsor, Miss Tara Bear.
Mm-hmm.
We did attempt to use these microphones last week, and we did use one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get both of them to work this week, yes. And I do believe we are sounding crispy.
That's why they're sounding very crisp and delicious.
And I really hope that it's sounding as crispy as we mm-hmm. think it is, because otherwise that's going to be really disappointing.
But thank you, Tara Bear, for being our first sponsor for these gorgeous new microphones.
Tara Bear.
Yay.
Well, hopefully you heard me clapping. Okay, well, Jasmine, how have you been? How was this week?
This week has been pretty chill. Nothing too crazy. I don't remember us doing, like, anything during the week. You did, probably, right? Because you had practice, or no?
No, I had rehearsal on Sunday, like, mm-hmm. yesterday, but I didn't have rehearsal during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I do have rehearsal tomorrow, though, so that's the only thing about being in the Tuesday cast, is that during the beginning of the season...
Mm-hmm.
You do end up having to do, like, Sunday and Tuesday, which is, like, kind of a lot. That being said, towards the second half of the run, there's no Sunday rehearsals. So it ends up being Tuesday and Saturday, which I prefer to Thursday and Sunday.
For sure.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are officially hearing from BFF letter number 2/ Woo! Sardine number 5. I'm very proud and I'm very excited. For those of you who didn't listen last week, I am in reference to I'm doing a community theater production of SpongeBob, where I am BFF letter number 2/ Sardine number 5. Thank you so much.
What does BFF letter mean?
Do you
out a letter from SpongeBob to Patrick or something, maybe?
Okay, so I don't know. I think that we're, like, physical letters, so I think that we're either BFF, and because I'm letter number 2, I would be an F.
Oh,
or
that did not
F-U-N. So it would be you. Regardless, I'm either F or U. So, like, I'm winning.
That did not even, like, come to mind. I literally just thought that you were, like, reading out a letter.
No. Also, mind you, I still haven't seen the show. They were like, oh, it'll make sense. I was like, I haven't seen it. Yeah, like, somebody in my cast was texting in our cast chat, because we have, like, because there's a Tuesday cast and a Thursday cast, like, mm-hmm. because it's big groups of people. And somebody was texting and being like, you know, I was watching the Broadway production, and the dance looked really familiar. And then I was like, oh, we learned that in practice today.
Oh.
We just didn't remember. Yeah, other than that.
But yay. And I'm also happy that you and Lindsay are in the same cast.
I know. I think that we, like, everyone kind of knows that we're, like, close enough friends that they're, like, there's multiple people that are dating. There's actually two different engaged couples.
That met after work.
They also just both, one of them got engaged 2 weeks ago and the other one got engaged last week. So, like, very similar timing. And one of them is in my cast and the other one's in the other cast.
Mm-hmm.
But usually with people like that, where it's like, if it's like couples, they try and put them in the same cast because it's like,
oh, they're the same people.
Correct.
Are going to want to see them.
Correct. So it ends up work. It's like if you have siblings, unless the siblings specifically say, like, please put us in different casts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I remember when I did my first communion, me, like, at the school that I lived in, the school that I went to when we lived in Miami, they usually were like, okay, if you have a relative who's, like, in your same grade, they are not going to be in your same class. Just, like, if you have a sibling, like, we're going to split you up. We think it's good for you. Which, like, was good for me. Like, one of my cousins was in my same grade. But the year that we had to do our first communions, our aunts were like, actually, they have to be in the same class because the first communions were on different weekends for all four classes. So they were like,
oh, God,
we're not doing that. So they have to be the same weekend. I just went on a 5-minute long tangent, but I digress.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just trying to think of, like, my week, though. Last week, I guess I just didn't really do anything, but oh well.
Yeah.
But Friday, we had a classic Ariana Jasmine mess around just at home.
It was honestly so lovely.
Nice. It was really needed, honestly.
Yeah, it was so lovely. So we had sushi. I went and picked it up, and mm-hmm. then we watched Scary Movie, which I had never seen before.
Scary Movie 1,
correct.
Yeah, which we'll talk about in the screen
recap. Correct. And then we watched
The Wrong Paris.
The Wrong Paris. I was looking at Jasmine like, what's the name of that movie? We'll also talk about it during our screen time recap, but that was so lovely. And then we started watching something else and then we turned it off. We'll talk about it also. Yeah. But yeah, and then suddenly I was like, I have a headache. I actually need to go to sleep. Even though it was like 11 p.m., but suddenly, yeah.
We started at like 7 or 6, maybe 6:30.
Yeah, maybe 6:30. And also, like, it was one of those days where, like, I didn't really sleep that well, and I'd woken up early, and, like, I was just staring at a screen all day. It was...
Yeah, for sure.
It was just one of those days where I was like, I need to lay down and close my eyes.
1,000%.
Okay.
Wait, and then Saturday?
Saturday.
We did puppy yoga.
We did do puppy yoga. Yeah, I actually woke up early. I woke up early and I did a little picnic. I've been such a picnic early lately. Mm-hmm. And then we went to puppy yoga with
Lindsay and Katie.
Continue, because I cut you off.
And then Lindsay had plans after that, but you and Katie and I went to brunch.
Correct.
We got hammered at that brunch. No, I don't think I've ever been that hammered after.
I definitely have. I also, God, like, made the mistake of, like, I don't think I'd eaten pretty much anything all day. Mm-hmm. And I got there and I was like, I haven't eaten anything. And those Bellinis, they had, like, tequila in them or something. Like,
yeah, the mimosas hit. So
that being
hard.
Said, great deal. So we love it. But I was, so our brunch reservation, 3:30. Mm-hmm. I had dinner with my aunt, 6:30. Mm-hmm. So suddenly I look at my clock and I was like, oh, I'm meeting with my aunt in half an hour. And I was like, okay, so I can take the train and it will take 15 minutes, or I can walk and take half an hour. And at that point I was like, I actually think that it would be a really good idea for me to walk. So I actually stopped and got a bottle of water. Like, I walked at a very leisurely pace.
Nice.
I got there.
It was also nice because we were coming from yoga, so we were all in, like, comfy clothes, which was really sweet.
I had a different skirt in my purse, and I had finagled my outfit, so, like, the top and the shoes were, like, casual, but, like, the skirt was really the determining factor of, like, the vibe of my outfit. Mm-hmm. So then I just did a quick change, and then we went to dinner to this place that we love, Gosme. I went with my parents or my aunt. Like, anytime anyone from my family comes, they love that place because it's so delicious. I want my parents, next time my parents come, to take you there, because they have dessert that's called the corn husk meringue.
Okay.
Which, it's so delicious.
You know I love meringue, though.
I know, but it's not super sweet.
Okay.
And I think that you would like it because it's not like a traditional meringue texture. Like, it has a meringue, but it also has, like, a soft meringue filling.
Okay.
That is, like, a little warm that I think that you would like.
Okay.
It's more, like, I can show you a picture of it because it's so delicious. Like, I would literally go there just to have that. Like,
The cake we had at Cipriani's was a meringue, right?
It was.
And I actually liked
that.
You
loved
lot.
That cake.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, this is a hard meringue, and then this is a soft meringue. It's actually so delicious. I remember, and my cousin Gabby was like, Ariana, this was as good as the first time we had it. And I said, no, I know, because at this point, I've been to this restaurant enough times, and I'm like, I am not someone who I would call myself, like, a dessert person, especially at restaurants. I'm usually like, let's get another appetizer.
Yeah.
This is a restaurant that I'm like, if I'm leaving without ordering that corn husk meringue, I died.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had to get it. And then I went to see O'Mary with my aunt and my cousin. Because they had an extra ticket because, sad, my cousin Adriana couldn't go. Adriana, if you're listening, I'm really sad you couldn't go because I couldn't see you. But I'm really happy to see Jinx at O'Mary. She was amazing. Jinx was absolutely amazing. I kind of don't think that my cousin or my aunt liked it. Mm-hmm. It was definitely different than I expected, but it was good. I liked how, like, short and sweet it was. It was, like, an hour and a half. There were moments that I was like, Jasmine would think this is hilarious. But it was lovely. And, you know, I think Jinx is a star. So, and then yesterday I had rehearsal at 2 p.m. So I rolled out of bed, got a bagel, got a matcha, went to rehearsal. A lot of people went out. I was originally planning on going out, and during rehearsal, 4 or 5 of my nails came off, so I was like,
nah.
So I had to, well, I also didn't have time to redo my nails unless I did them yesterday. Originally, I was like, oh, I'm just going to white-knuckle these. Thank you. I was originally going to white-knuckle them through my vacation. I was like, I think I can get them to last. But five of them came off, so I was like, no. And then I was done with my nails at 9:30.
Nice.
So
yesterday, my employers had a wedding. I took the LIRR there, mm-hmm. and then they picked me up, and then we drove 5 minutes, and then they got out of the car, and then I took the kids home.
But I'm sure that was lovely, though. Because
it was actually really nice. It was like a little over, like, we went to the gas station, we went to the bathroom, filled up the car, and then it was like a little over an hour drive. It was like nothing. We just like listened to like.
Did you just get off like at a random stop?
I got off of like.
Like where they were for the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. So like you didn't have to go all the way to where the house was.
Nice. It was so nice. And then go with the kids. And my nanny kid is, she's going to do a theater class and they're doing musical.
Oh my God. That's so exciting.
Yeah. So they really wanted to watch because she just like wanted to see it, and
well, I mean, it's an amazing.
So we watched part of it, and then like we had like 30 minutes left, but it was a school night, so I was like, we have to pause and we'll watch it. Like,
that's
we'll finish
fair.
Another day.
Well, if she wants any acting tips, tell her that I am in many a show. I also think that like that was something your kids were ever interested in. The SpongeBob one would be the one to go to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, honestly, I should tell them about it.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, they're usually not here on the weekends, but I think you guys usually have like a...
There's weekday shows every single day.
Yeah.
My shows are Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I think. Something like that.
Nice. I did tell Riss and Rachel, though. Or I told Riss that your show is when they're visiting, so...
Well, I also posted it on my Instagram story, and I will continue to post it on my Instagram story for anyone who wants to come.
But are tickets available yet, or no?
Tickets are available. Okay. If you get them before the end of the month, they are $32.
Okay.
If you get them in the month of October, they are $35. And if you get them starting in November, they're $37.
Damn.
I know, so...
That is, like, almost a whole $10 more. It is kind of, like...
Yeah, it's, like, five
whole
dollars more.
It's, like, $30 to basically, yeah.
I know, so that's why I kind of want Lindsay to, like, figure out what date she wants, because I kind of want you guys to only pay $32 if you can.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay, but that's exciting. Amazing. Okay, so for the first topic, the Love Island Games cast has been revealed. Personally, I'm going to say it's a little lackluster for me, but only because I did see, like, a potential casting that looked so good, which included, like, some Australia people that I was like, this looks amazing.
Well, maybe they'll come in as bombshells. There are still bombshells in the game.
That's true. So. But it had both M and Mimi, and I was like, that would have been amazing.
But maybe they'll be bombshells coming in together.
I do think that they would be amazing bombshells. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so then first we have Andrea from last season, season 6.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're sending three home. She's, like, notorious one that she, like, Rob kept being, like, he's gonna leave with her.
Yeah, and then he never left
did,
with her.
Which was hilarious.
And then she was, like, milking it on TikTok, and, like, so it was funny. A whole thing. I kind of
feel
like...
Finger guns?
We all
remember the finger guns.
Oh, my God. And now she's on TikTok being, like, I feel like I'm finally getting a second chance because I was kicked off undeservedly. At the end of the day, like... You kind of have to do with what you're dealt. Like, Hannah was kicked off when she was kicked off. You don't see... She's like, you know, like, it is what it is. And she's, like, still BFFs with Iris, even though Iris, like, fully went and had sex with Pepe. Like, like...
And maybe, honestly, Andrea could come away from this being liked again.
Maybe.
Because, like, there's not a lot of, like, worse that she can get.
No, there is.
There is, but like... She does have a chance to redeem herself.
That is true. That is true. Andreina from season 7, who I'm excited. I think that we didn't see enough of her. Mm-hmm. I think she went home at a time where there was just a lot of people.
Yeah. She seems cringe in real life, but she's super hot.
But also, like, again, to be cringe is to be free,
again,
Jasmine.
So true.
Charlie.
By cringe with her, though, I mean sticking her nose in places that she doesn't need to stick her nose
oh,
in.
Oh, okay, fair.
And to draw, like, that's the
like,
cringe
like
that
in
I
a
mean.
Like, in a clout-chasey way.
Yes, yeah.
Got it.
But
okay.
We'll see again. She's gorgeous. So.
Yes. Charlie.
Yeah, LOL.
Season 7. Chris. Season 7.
I thought he was going to be overseas playing ball. He's overseas.
Yeah, not playing ball, though.
No.
Garby Dente from season 4, Belgium / the Netherlands. She's Gorgina. I've never seen her before, but she's Gorgina. Isaiah Campbell, season 4. I kind of remember him.
Yeah, he was with Sydney.
Yes.
The redhead girl.
Josh Goldstein, season 3. I remember. I really like Josh. He went home because, like... He went home with his girl because, like, something happened in his family, and, like, they were the front runners, and, like...
Oh, yeah, he was... Didn't his sister pass away, I think?
That was somebody in his family like passed away. Yeah. I can't remember who
it was. While he was on the show. So sad. And she left with him, I think.
Yeah. She left with him. They were together for, like, 6 months afterwards. Yeah. KK Gray from season 5. Love her. Okay,
Justice for KK.
I saw somebody trying to put her with Chris, and I said... And I literally said, don't be putting KK with Chris... Just because they're both black.
No, literally.
And because, like, she deserves so much better than him.
No, she needs somebody with, like, a vivacious personality and, like, he sucks. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, he is weird. So, then I hope that she finds somebody.
Kendall from season 6, which I think he's going to be good for games because he's he's a pot stirrer.
Yeah.
Lucinda Stratford. From UK and Australia. I think she's going to be a good audition. I love a little accent. Mm-hmm. Mert Okatan from seasons 2 and 3 of Belgium / Netherlands. We'll see. I feel like a lot of... It's hard with specifically with the guys because, like, these pictures really don't do them justice. And then they show up and I'm like, that doesn't even look like you.
Yeah.
Nicola Gauci Bordawar from Malta, who looks Gorgina. Solène Favreau, season 2, France. I think, like, in the past, like, 3 or 4 years, it's really exploded. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hyde from season 10 of UK. I really like Tyreek. I remember him from Tyreek and Ella.
Oh, yeah, him.
Mm-hmm. I like them. I think it has great potential. Mm-hmm. I think that there are enough people that haven't been announced. There's enough people that I'm, like, not super intrigued by in the OGs that I'm like, okay, bombshells can come in and, like, really make it exciting.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is kind of what I think you need from an all... Like, you can't have an all-stars cast that's, like, 10 amazing people because then...
Well, it's also not even all-stars. It's games. So they're also not, like, keeping the really, really... Which, like, maybe that's what they're keeping Em and Mimi for.
That's true.
For all-stars, because, like, they would be perfect for all-stars.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, you know, like, they have to get, like, somewhat good people that, like, gets an audience, but not too good, that could go on all-stars.
Candidly, I think all-stars is produced by U.S. And, no, all-stars is produced... No, all-stars is produced by U.K., and
Games
is produced by U.S. Yeah. I think that now that U.S. blew up as much as it did last year, maybe it's going to change. But I think that the pool of people that they get...
Is smaller.
Is different than the All-Stars
pool. It's like Team C, kind of.
Correct. Yeah. It's like... Team B and Team C. Like, Ek and Sue would never go on Love Island Games. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she went on Love Island All-Stars, and she was very happy about it. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the difference.
But didn't Curtis go on Games and then also All-Stars?
Yes, but I think Games lifted his star again because he kind of was, like, in the ruts after the whole Mora situation.
Like, 1,000%. Yeah.
So, sure. I do think Games can lift you.
Yeah.
But Games can bury you, too.
Yeah, 1,000%. Does that start tomorrow? Am I wrong on that? Or is that next week?
It does start tomorrow. Correct.
He's so excited.
So does Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So much content.
Summer I Turn Pretty. I'm so excited.
I miss having, like, a... Now, is Games going to be an every night?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I have to look at it, but... Hold on.
I assumed it was, but...
I'm looking. On Peacock. It just says, starting Tuesday, September 16th, only on Peacock. It doesn't say, like, how often it's going to drop.
It's Love Island, anything. So I'm sure it's going to be.
Right. I'm sure it's going to be. Especially after that format has done so well for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay, I'm so excited. All right, our next story is, your new bachelorette is Taylor Frankie Paul from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited because I think that this is such a choice out of left field in, like, a good way. Mm-hmm. I think the Bachelor franchise kind of needed a little bit of a twist up. I would have loved maybe a Brooks Nader.
Mm-hmm. I don't. She bothers me, so I would.
I mean, she also bothers. She also bothers me, but, like,
she is messy though, so I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what I mean. Like, someone messy, but the thing with Taylor Frankie Paul is she is excellent television. It gets to a point where I am, where I can, I get genuinely concerned that she's gonna, like, like, is she okay? Yeah. So I think as long as they give her the, I think as long as two things happen. Mm-hmm. One, they give her the mental health support that mm-hmm. she really needs. Mm-hmm. Two, they keep her parents
away. Yeah. But I do think it would be healthy for her to, like, have visitation with her kids, though, like, during filming. I think so, too. I think that, like, that would be good. Like, just in general. Like, she has three kids. It's not like she, like, that one would be less, but, like, three kids. And what's, honestly, like, less than 2 years
honestly,
old?
Honestly, I could see them filming in Utah mm-hmm. and, like, renting a huge mansion or something. Mm-hmm. And, just, like, being driving distance from her house and her, like, going to her house to sleep at night just because it, like, makes more sense. Or, like, them getting her an Airbnb that's big enough for her entire family to stay so she can at least see her kids at night and in the morning. Because, like, I think that's a realistic...
Yeah, just, like, for her mental health, I think that it will be too hard. Like, I did see a theory that, that, like, she would, like, get to the, like, last three and, like, they'd be like, this is too much, and then, like, literally leave. Yeah. I could see her absolutely doing that, which will be excellent television. I'm sorry, it will be.
Colton jumped up for
us. Colton, woof.
I hate it.
Well, the news was surprising because they were supposed to announce the 30th season of The Bachelor.
Correct. They switched it up.
Because, like, they said they were putting Bachelorette on pause indefinitely. We thought, oh, are they canceling The Bachelorette? Like, we don't know. But this next season that films and then releases in January, I believe.
Yes.
Was supposed to be a Bachelor season. And then on Call Her Daddy, Alex Cooper, she gave us all the fantastic news of Taylor Frankie Paul.
Also, ABC giving...
Alex Cooper?
No, not me about to say Alex Earl. Alex Cooper, the exclusive, is crazy.
It is great. I do think that it's because, like, she has a, like, repertoire with... Mm-hmm. With the Mormon wives and, like...
Yeah, that makes sense. I also think that she's, like, so in the pop culture zeitgeist, mm-hmm. which is kind of what they... That's what Bachelor needs. Yeah.
They need, like... I wonder if they will still have Jesse be the host of this season. Or not.
This is the thing. I don't think that he's doing a great job. I kind of think that he's kind of nothing.
He gives nothing, honestly.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, like, but also, like, who knows? Sorry. I have a lot of bug bites on me right now, so I keep itching them, and it's bothering Ariana. No, like, literally, look at my fucking leg, Ariana.
No, I know.
It really hurts. Anyway, so, all the cast of Mormon Wives are being extremely supportive. I honestly think this is going to be a great season. I love Taylor Frankie Paul. I think she is always herself. She's going to be, like, hair messy in, like, sweats and Crocs, and she's gonna...
I kind of love that, though, because I think that that's the reality of, like, women. Like,
yes.
Like, I wear makeup to work, but, like...
Yeah. I'm hot when I want to be hot. I'm not always hot.
Correct.
I'm part-time hot.
Correct.
And I respect that of Taylor Bray and Frankie Paul, like, compared to, like, the rest of her cast. But, yeah, I'm very, very excited to look forward to that season.
Next story is Brooks Nader's has been dating Carlos Alcaraz, who is the Spanish Carlos Alcaraz,
yes.
the Spanish tennis player who was just in the U.S. Open. Apparently he was on her roster. And as I was doing research, apparently so was Skinner, who, if you have been following tennis, they played against each other. They're, like,
that's
number
so
one
drama.
And number two in the world.
That's so messy of her. Oh, my God. So
apparently, she's gone on dates with both of them. I don't know if it was that... Although, this might be the internet taking a story and running with it, because her sisters love to stir the pot. You know this. And I think they were talking about it on some podcast, and they just, like... said the first tennis player that came to mind, or, like, that they Googled the tennis player and the first one that came up was Skinner. So I think it could be coming from that.
Yeah.
But confirmed, Brooke's sister did say that she did date Carlos Alcaraz and, like, was dating him.
He's, like, the biggest tennis player right now. Like,
yeah,
he's... For a couple years now.
Yeah, I mean, he's still pretty young, so, like, he's still... I mean, I wouldn't say he's, like, the biggest.
But he's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he's, like, pretty up and coming. Like, he's number two in the world. I'm just...
Yeah, he's in, like, all the big
ones.
Yes,
correct.
From what I know, which is basically nothing of sports.
But no. I just mean, like he did play, like, Djokovic, who I would say he's, like... It's hard when you're, like... He's, like, Alcaraz
Djokovic,
is ranked...
is that who you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then Alcaraz was two. Mm-hmm. He's ranked number two. Mm-hmm. But I think that, like, Djokovic still has, like, a higher, like... brand name recognition that, like, Alcaraz does, and even though he's ranked seven. So it's, like, it's hard when you say, like, the biggest player right now, like...
But he is, like, a big name.
Yes, he is a big name. And also, look him up. He's hot. And he also just dyed his hair. He looks really good. except, I just found out he's 22, so...
He's 22. Well, honestly, Brooks Nader is so young, and she looks, I'm sorry, with peace and love, she looks like a hot 40.
I don't know. I mean, she's 26. She definitely doesn't look 26.
She definitely does not
look 26. But she, I don't think that she looks 40.
She could be like a hot 35.
I think she could be a hot 35.
She is aging herself with like either her makeup or all the plastic surgery that she's had for sure.
Alcaraz, 2003.
Oh, God.
And he's so hot, it's annoying.
2003 is disgusting.
I know. Okay, well...
All right, the next story is Nina Dobrev and Shaun White have broken off their engagement after 5 years together. The Olympic snowboarder and the Vampire Diaries alum, they got engaged in 2024, October. And they did not
get engaged in 2024.
Yeah, October 2024. They haven't been engaged for that long, but they've been together for a long time.
Oh,
they've been together for 5 years, but they...
Yeah, I think all of the, like, headlines online have said, like, 5-year engagement. And I was like...
Oh, yeah, no.
I was like,
no.
I don't think that they've been engaged that long.
No. But, I got this from People.com, and it says, a source tells People that the split was mutual, but, like, there's so many rumors that, like, there was cheating involved by him, so
yeah.
I think that that's a little
and
hilarious to write, but...
From what I've heard, there's been rumors, like...
Yeah, for a while.
Like, I've heard rumors for a while, which is...
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm nobody, so, like, whatever, but I'm just happy for her, because it seems like she very much is, like... Yeah. Fuck you, I'm better than this.
No, 1,000%.
I really hope she goes on Call Her Daddy. That's...
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I would love that.
I guarantee she's probably like next week's guest, or even this week's.
Or maybe,
she could take some time.
She could take some time. She's Nina Dobrev. Let's be real. Mm. Alex Cooper will have her on when she's ready.
Totally true.
Because, like, there will always be time for another Alex Cooper interview.
Who do we ship
her
Nina
with?
Nina Dobrev with?
How old is she?
It tells me in this People article. She is 36.
36.
I'm always
going to say Michael B. Jordan. Us eligible hot women, Michael B. Jordan.
Us just always hoping that the next person's going to be us. Like, I don't see Michael B. Jordan being her type, though. But who knows?
I could see her being Michael B.
Jordan's type. Of course.
Sneaky like a Zac Efron.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Yeah, but like that's her type.
That is her type, but he's just like not hot as hot anymore as he once was. What?
Nothing. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm trying to think. Who else?
No, I
want to. I'm
Google
trying to
like,
think of like 30,
yeah,
30 something, 40. See, you know what? Do you know what my answer is?
What?
My answer is all these people who have significant others.
I know.
And I can't say.
Hold on. I'm literally looking up. Hold on. No. Together. All these people have.
Is Anthony Mackie married? Is Anthony
Mackie
single?
No, he was just
spotted
like Mackin with some girl in
Paris,
whoever.
Yeah.
I could see that. He's like, I listened to his episode of Smartless, and he's like, he has a kid or multiple kids. He's like, I have work and my kids, and that's like all I have time for.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really see him having like any sort of relationship, but who knows?
That being said, I do feel like Anthony Mackie is the kind of guy, me never having met him before, he's the kind of guy who, like, if it was the right person, he would, like, time would be made by itself.
1,000%.
Like, it's the same way, like, I say, like, oh, like, I'm so busy, like, but I'm, like, if it was the right person, like, course. I would want of to course. Make time for you.
No, if it was Nina Dobrev, I'm sure. Yeah. I do think Anthony Mackie is older than we think. I think he's, like, in his upper 40s. He just looks younger.
That being said, okay.
That's not that crazy, though.
Are you telling me you wouldn't date a 48-year-old?
No, I'm not.
And entonces?
Not if it was Anthony Mackie. Okay, but I did think of one bit from my research. Okay. Glenn Powell,
that's it.
That's the one. Like, that's it. I'm sorry. And I will not stand for him dating what's-her-face.
Anthony Mackie's only 46.
Okay, I would say that that's... Yeah. That's only 10 years older than her. That's not that bad.
That's perfectly reasonable. Who was spotted with?
Olivia Jade. I'm sorry. I will not stand for it. Okay, I will not stand for it. Enough. She's taken enough of them. Enough. I will not stand for it.
Also,
she's gone.
I'm so sorry. Olivia Jade spotted with Jacob Elordi.
At the premiere.
24 hours later at the premiere, dressed as the Bride of Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. How toxic are those two?
No, literally. But also, I literally watched it and he like went up the stairs and she was still down by like the thing. It felt very weird to
me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It felt like she came...
uninvited.
Yeah, like, that's how it felt. But regardless, Olivia Jade, enough.
Yeah.
Enough with all the hotties.
I mean,
and Kaia Gerber, get out of here.
I mean, you could say the same about Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, Zoe, no, I no, love Zoe no, Kravitz. No,
the difference is, do you know what the difference is? Is like,
she's put in the work.
Not even that. I don't think she's put in the work. I think that she's so hot and cool that it doesn't matter. Like,
that is true.
She is so hot and
she's
cool
fucking
that
Catwoman.
I want her to be my friend. Oh, like, no. I don't even care that she has made out with, dated, whatever. Every single man that I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
at least she seems cool as hell. Like,
and you know what? I feel like she would be the kind of girl who just like, you just like chat with her. And mm-hmm. she would just like be like, yeah, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other girls? No. I just think that they're like model nepo babies that like literally have nothing going behind their eyes. I'm sorry, that's how I view them.
I agree.
Okay,
so,
but yeah,
next, another devastado.
Is it me again?
Yeah, it is you again.
Yeah, another breakup. Chase Stokes and Kelsey Ballerini. Now this is shout out to Emily, our friend.
She
loves Kelsey Ballerini, and
this was breaking news yesterday.
Devastating for her. And the world, honestly.
I feel like I'm shocked because it kind of felt like...
Out of nowhere.
However, I don't know if Emily sent us this or if I saw this somewhere that, like, she has said she never wants to get married again. And I'm like, they're still both pretty young. Maybe, like, he wants to get married and he wants to do all those things. And she's like, that's not something that I'm even interested in entertaining.
Yeah.
Although, that being said, people are already being messy online about him and Madeline. Klein.
Oh, like that they would get back together?
Yeah, because they're filming.
Oh, dang. Okay, wait, I would kind of love that, but
yeah. And she said she loves a man with a mullet, and then he got a mullet very shortly after that.
I secretly love that. But I also do think, and I've kind of always thought that Kelsey Ballerini could do better than Chase Stokes.
And I stand by that.
But I liked them because, like, it seemed like he really loved her a lot, and like,
I liked how obsessed with her he was.
Yes, I love a simp. Like, I love a simp.
There's nothing I love more than a man who mm-hmm. loves a woman.
Mm-hmm. And I do think it was, like, really surprising because, like, literally 3 days ago he posted a birthday message to her.
It was pretty short.
What?
I saw it today. It was pretty short.
But it was still, like, a...
Yeah, it was, like, pretty cute.
Here's to this age and can't wait to celebrate many more. Like, it was very, like...
I also feel like, that being said, if you are in a public relationship, it must be so hard. They might have been fighting for weeks before this.
Yeah.
And they were like, he was probably like,
what's her birthday?
I have to post something. Like, I can't not post something. And she was like, we don't even know if they've been broken up for weeks. And she was just like, you know what? Just post something. Like, it's not worth it. Like, mm-hmm. like, we don't want to announce this until we're ready. Like, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So I just hope that she's happy.
1,000%. Now, who do we want her with? People are saying Joe Jonas.
I think she could do better, way better than Joe Jonas.
Who do we think?
Because let me tell you something. I love Joe Jonas. Joe Jonas
Sorry, Ashley. Shout out to you. I know he's your husband.
Shout out to you. But see, this is the thing. To me, of the three, actually, I don't have anything nice to say, so I'm going to stop talking.
Of the three Jonases?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say that, like, do you know what it is? It's like, I say that Joe doesn't take things seriously, but, like, then I say that that's what I want. So, like, maybe I don't know what I want. Because, like, I was about to talk shit, and they'd be like, yeah, but, like, I don't want somebody who takes things too seriously. So, I don't know. Who do we want Kelsey Ballerini with? How old is she?
She is, let me see, hold on, Kelsey Ballerini, she's 32.
Okay, a crisp 32. How old is he? I think he's like 30.
He's also 32.
Oh, slay.
It also still hasn't changed on Google. They're still dating on Google.
Oh.
Well,
maybe that person was on PTO today, Jasmine. My God. One day? You can't give them one day to update it?
No.
This is why AI is going to take all of our jobs.
To be fair, they haven't confirmed it. That's like Kelsey and Chase. So like, they also have had these rumors before, and they never said anything, and then they would just post a picture together like a week later. So honestly, who knows?
That's true.
But
that's very, very true.
This one does feel a little bit more wishy-washy than all the others.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. Okay, so last topic is Emmy Roundup. So I am kind of just going to give a little highlight to, like, some of the best snippets.
I was working last night, so I didn't get to watch it. So
I was only watching it until I was done with my nails, and then I sat down, and then I think I was watching Dawson's Creek or something. And then somebody was texting. I essentially, like, was finishing my nails. Yeah. I watched till, like, 10 and then just didn't watch the last hour. Oh, well. And I missed the first 5 minutes because rehearsal ends at 7 and then the bus was late. And then I had to, like, it doesn't matter. But there was an opening sketch from Saturday Night Live that was supposed to be really funny with Bo and Yang.
Then, it was supposed to be like a callback to like the skits that he does on SNL, where correct. He's like the founder or like one of the founding fathers, and it's like old timey or whatever.
Correct.
That kind of a vibe.
So then the charity donation countdown was an interesting one. So at the start of the show, Nate Bargatze, who was the host of the show, said he would donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America with one catch. If a speech ran longer than 45 seconds, he'd deduct $1,000 for each second it went too long. If a speech went over, he'd add $1,000 for every extra second. This got mixed reactions in the People's Emmy Slack channel, with many finding it uncomfortable. Although it did lead to a few funny reactions. Like, there's a couple people, I mean, at least I think I saw one person offer for the guy who won for Adolescence for best actor, yeah. I think. He's 14, but yes. And he's the youngest. Like, he went over his time, and Nate was like, this is your first ever Emmys. Yeah. I'm not gonna.
He's also the youngest. He's the youngest ever in that category.
Correct. I'm sure I'm gonna cover that. Yeah, yeah. But in this like little recap, but which I thought like he didn't have to do that, and he was like, I'm gonna cover that. Mm-hmm. And then there was Hannah Einbinder when she did her speech. She noticed she was going long. She said, "I'm gonna pay for the difference." And then she ended her speech with "Go birds, fuck ICE, and free Palestine." Which
period? That's so period of her.
I could not have said it better myself. Then worse than in the end, Nate Bargatze announced a total donation of $350,000 to the charity because at the end, the cash was -26, I guess. at least from this picture. Then there are some highlights to style. You know, we saw a lot of velvets, a lot of accents on the men, which was really exciting. Mm-hmm. which is not something that we see very often. The fact that there are four different guys mm-hmm. here, all dressed in completely different outfits, mm-hmm. and all four of them show different trends. Shocking.
Also, a shout out to a man, Noah Wiley, wore a suit made of scrubs.
From the pit. Figs. Well, Figs made it for him.
So cool.
Then big necklaces were a statement.
Finally, jewelry's back.
Yeah. Did you see Jenna Ortega in her Death Becomes Her outfit? She looks so good.
It's all like gems and stuff. So sick.
Then there was a tribute to Gilmore Girls, which was really lovely. I mean, Lauren Graham and Alexis Bledel look amazing. Mm-hmm. Then it was amazing night for Seth Rogen. The studio, I think, won 13 Emmys overall, which is a record for comedies, which people are saying, the studio, it doesn't matter. You broke the bear. That's all that matters. No, you broke
seriously.
The bear.
Seriously. Freaking finally, The Bear is not a comedy. It is a drama with comedy elements.
Although one thing I don't love to hear is multiple people on the carpet admitted to suffering for fashion, specifically not breathing enough because of their corsets, including Heather McMahon, Chase Uwe Wonders, and Leslie Bibb, which, can I just say, breathe. You don't need those. You need those 2 extra inches literally survive.
Relax. Yeah, just loosen it up a little bit.
Literally.
Just get some boob tape and hike those up and loosen up your corset.
And then Stephen Colbert had a great night. It was overall just like a really lovely night.
I'm glad Stephen won, considering me too.
I'll do a quick little recap of just like the main awards. Mm-hmm. Pitt won Outstanding Drama Series. The studio won Outstanding Comedy Series. Britt Lauer won for her role of lead actress in a drama series. Noah Wiley won for lead actor in a drama series. The studio, Seth Rogen won for lead actor. Jean Smart won again for lead actress. Love that. Four for four, which is lovely. I do love to say that Hannah Einbinder won for the first time after being nominated for 4 years in a row. It's so funny because at the beginning of her speech, she was like, it's funny because I had gotten to the point where I was saying, like, it's almost better if I don't win. And I can't do that anymore.
That being said, she was so funny this past season. So it makes sense that it was this.
I haven't finished that season. I need to. But I saw a clip on
is it the Branzino?
Yes, the Branzino. I saw that clip on Twitter and I was wheezing. Then Adolescence won for limited or anthology series or movie. Kristen Milioti earned Outstanding Lead Actress for The Penguin.
I heard she's amazing.
Yeah, I also have heard that. Then
also, she has not aged. Like, she looks the exact same from, like, How I Met Your Mother, but also older stuff than that. Like, she always looks the exact same. It's crazy.
It's insane. And then Stephen Graham is the kid who won for Adolescence, lead actor in a limited or anthology series or movie. He's 14 years old, youngest to win in that category. It was just so sweet. He was talking. He was just like, you know what? Like, it's just so cool. I just, like, really love this. And it just goes to show that, like, if you just, like, put the work in, then, like, you can do it too.
He's literally a child.
No,
so sweet.
No, but, like, it was so sweet. Outstanding reality competition, The Traitors.
Hell yeah.
Then Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, Jeff Hiller, Somewhere.
So
Somebody
good.
Somewhere.
Did you watch that show?
It's on my list still. Ugh, I know.
It's so
Outstanding.
Good. He's amazing in that show.
I know. Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series, Catherine Lanasa, The Pit. Let me tell you something.
Who is that character?
Is the nurse.
Oh, the Pit. I was thinking of the studio. Sorry.
No,
it was like
The Pit. She literally took a punch for that Emmy.
Oh, damn.
Not literally, but like her character gets punched. Then I think those are like the main guys. You know, it was a great Emmys. I think Nate Bargatze is always a really good one. You know, he's a clean comedian, so I think he really works for his laughs.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, like, even if it's boring, I'm like, at least it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, even when he's bad, he's good. So, like, I have to hands up to him. Like, it was pretty good.
His delivery is really funny. He has a good
agree.
Delivery. Yeah.
There were some bits where I was going like, that was pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. Now it's time for the Screen Time Recap.
Yeah, unfortunately, this week we do not have any TLDRs or Tipsy Teasers because it's kind of a slow week, not gonna lie.
That's also okay. We're already 45 minutes in from gabbing. Would you like to go first?
Yes. I think we have some similar ones.
So. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll do my TV shows first. I've been continuing Community. I'm on the fifth season now.
Amazing.
And it's hilarious. Then also Peacemaker. Great. I did watch a few more episodes of Good Cop, Bad Cop, which I don't think got renewed, which is so unfortunate.
That but it is
like a little like fun hour comedy-ish, but not really. Like it's with Leighton Meester and Luke Cook, who played Satan in the Sabrina the Teenage Witch show.
I don't know what that is.
But, on Netflix, okay. The Netflix show.
No, I know that what that show is, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's really funny. He's really funny on TikTok. I'm sure I've sent you his TikTok and stuff. He'll always like, there'll be like a Macho Man and then he'll stitch it and he'll like pretend to do the same thing. It's like really so funny. And those are like kind of the only shows that I really watch.
I mean, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh, yes, obviously. Obviously.
How do you feel about last year? That was the name of episode 10.
Yeah. I loved it.
I mean, it was great ep. I could go into detail about it. I think it was so lovely to like really see like, you know, like Belly really, really come into her own and move on. And like that conversation that she had with Jeremiah, I think that, you know, she had gone to the point where she was like, you know, I think we need to let go. But like, I think that she needed him to say that because yeah, so I think it's gonna be really good.
I like the time jumps. Like, she's like, everybody's getting older and more mature and like getting a life, and like her living in Paris is so sweet. And like,
and it really, I feel like you can see like her coming into her own in a way that like, I feel like at the beginning of the season you really could see how she had lost herself and she was like kind of living for the wedding instead of living for her life.
Super codependent with
correct her, you know?
Shout which out Taylor
which well so true. Which I have a whole theory about Taylor.
What is it?
Well, it's a good theory. It's okay. That the reason that she is the only one who is allowed to jump ship is because she only ever saw everything from Belly's perspective. Mm-hmm. She only ever saw of Conrad what Belly told her. Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh, these things. She didn't know the whole story. And now, as adults, I think that she can see, hey, I can see how these people are behaving, and I can make a decision as to, like, what I think is right for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is why I think she's the only one that can change her mind. I also think that it was hilarious how stressed Belly was about Taylor opening the package. She was acting like it was, like,
yeah,
like a priceless, fragile glass thing in that box, which it might as well have been.
What I know you don't believe the theory that Belly's dad's gonna have a heart attack.
No,
that people are saying because he like grabbed his heart or whatever. Do you think anything weird's going on with Adam? I think he is acting weird.
Adam?
Yeah, Conrad and Jeremiah's dad. Like how he's just like, no bad blood, whatever. Is he gonna like sue them? Probably. Like, do you think he's acting like no bad blood?
I don't.
He's actually gonna sue them. Like,
I don't think so because there's not that much time left to wrap this up. Like, I think that people
he did also quit. So.
He like quit. Like, I think that like yes, Adam is a bad guy, but I think that there is like a bait like there's like a baseline level of things that we need to be like. Let's maybe give him the benefit of the doubt until he proves us otherwise.
Yeah.
He let go about the house at the end of season 2.
I guess that's true.
Like, eventually.
Yeah.
And at the end of episode 9, he was right when he talked to Conrad. Like, he does make some points.
No, I know, but he just, like, let it go a little bit too.
I know, but I also kind of feel like he knew Steven wasn't going to stay. Mm-hmm. And I also sneaky think that he said that so that he could invest. Mm. Like, he cut the funding for them so that he could be like, if you're going to break your non-compete, we're going to invest in
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is more what I saw. Like, I think people are assuming the worst of him when, like, I think that with one episode left, regardless of how long it is, mm-hmm. Adam's not going to sue anybody. And if he does, I'll be shocked.
Yeah. True. True.
So that's mm-hmm. what I think about mm-hmm. that.
Do you think there's going to be another time jump?
No. Yes. This, yes.
Like, to show how...
I think that they're... It's hard because it depends on what happens in mm-hmm. Paris. Because we're assuming that Paris is going to be all romantic. I would love for it to be all romantic. Mm-hmm. But there also, is...
please let her haircut not be terrible. Please,
oh,
please,
my
please,
God. Please. I don't even... I just want it to be a decent wig. And I think that they might give her bangs. And if they give her bangs, the wig has a shot.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. I think that there will be a time jump because if we get to the point of end game, there has to be time that will be spent. I think, I just don't know how long is going to be spent in each spot.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's it.
That's fair. Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah.
We'll have a full rundown.
Oh.
Are you going to watch it morning
of? Absolutely, we will.
Jasmine. For sure you are.
I, in fact, am probably going to set, like, a 5 a.m. alarm in case it's, like, a two-hour episode.
Smart. Because you never know.
Yeah. And I... wait. Oh, my God. What? Oh, no. I'm on a plane on Thursday. I was like, I'm on a plane on Wednesday! I was so excited.
That would have been
amazing. Dang.
Okay, so movies. We watched The Wrong Paris.
Correct. It was so good. Which was
really delightful.
It was actually, like, exactly what you would expect from a movie like that. Like... I don't love a blonde. And this man...
oh, yeah.
30 seconds in, I was like, okay, something about him. He definitely has...
it was like cowboy charm vibes.
Yeah.
He was hot.
Yeah, he was hot.
Miranda Crossgrove's hair, the best it's ever looked in that movie.
No, a hair commercial.
Like, we kept commenting on it through the entire movie. We're like, dang, her hair just looks so good.
Yes.
And we watched Scary Movie 1. What are your thoughts for Scary Movie 1?
I thought it was good. You know, there were definitely moments that I had seen in the past, you know, like viral moments, like the what's her face, Carmen Electra, like running in the bikini I'd seen before. The guy getting thrown down the stairs I'd seen before. Spoiler for a 20-year-old movie.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, there's also like humor that's like very dated.
Or humor, there were some things that made me go like,
ugh. Yeah.
But also like it's a movie from 2004. You kind of have to like take it with a grain of salt. It was good. It was funny. I'm open to watching Scary Movie 2. I'm excited for what the 2025, 2026, 2027 version of Scary Movie could do because I think the Wayans brothers could do absolute wonders.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see Anna Faris in that kind of role again, honestly.
Me too, honestly.
And then we tried to watch Old School and it was so stupid. Neither one of us had seen it before, and maybe that's the problem because we didn't watch it during the time that it was like,
I know,
Vince Vaughn humor vibes. And I'm sorry, that movie was not funny. We watched 30 minutes of it and not a single laugh.
Also, that movie came out in 2003. You wanted me to watch it when I was 9?
No, I know, but like, do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know.
That's the kind of movie that like,
I know,
people are like, it's hilarious, and it's like,
well, do you know what it was also? Is like, at least with Scary Movie, it's like there's funny things, there's like parody, whatever. The thing with Old School is it kind of just felt like it was loser guys validating them being losers to themselves.
Yeah, it was kind of depressing.
It was kind of depressing of them just being like, yeah, we're married, but we just want to fuck chicks. And like, and I was like, actually, like, you're a loser.
They literally all had children and they were like, yeah, but our glory days. I'm like, that's sad and depressing to me.
No, same. And it just was to the point where I was like, I think that you can be an adult and enjoy your life without, like, it was just, like, giving very much, like, loser vibes. You know when, like, someone's just, like, being a pity party on themselves? Like, that was what the first, like, 40 minutes was. And then the one guy in the entire group has his fucking life together. They're like, oh, we're gonna make your house into a frat party. We're gonna make your house into a frat. We were like, we turned to each other, we were like, absolutely not.
No. And also, I say this with my full chest, fuck you, Vince Vaughn.
Literally.
In most movies, and also in real life.
Also in real life.
But that's all that I've watched.
You didn't finish Hunting Wives?
I just still didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't get to it. But you can talk about it.
No, I'll give you 1 week.
Okay. Okay.
But I caught up on Wednesday, if you want to talk about it. Okay. I said, spoiler, I'm saying it. Thing being Isaac's hand, crazy.
That was crazy. Also, that, like, incesty vibes.
Huge. Yeah, it was incesty vibes.
It was uncomfy.
I definitely think they left it open for another episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, for another season.
I don't think they should do the split season again. I think they lost people with the split season.
I agree, especially because I feel like they tried to make the plot too complicated. They had this, like, two-tier plot, mm-hmm. because by the time that, like, the principal plot line was tied up, I was like, wait, there's two more episodes? Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about? Because I'd forgotten about Tyler and the whatever.
But I am excited, like, Enid being off and, like, them, like, the teacher and Tyler, and then also the sister. Like, I think it's setting up to be, like, a really cool season three.
I think so, too. I just think that... I don't even think it's a split season. I just think that whatever they do next has to be so tactful, because it could go Riverdale.
Yeah. But also, like, they do need... Like, they lost a lot of viewership by doing the part two.
Correct.
So, like, they should not do that again.
Yeah.
Just, it, like, even just... Like, I was still interested, but...
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with Bridgerton, though. Like, anytime you split something up like that, like, unless you split it up by, like, literally, like, a year, people aren't gonna remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's what I watched.
Yeah.
Because I was really busy this week because of activities and community theater.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So, the next segment is... Oh, what? Song on repeat, right?
Yes, song on repeat. Okay, Jasmine, you go first.
Okay, my song on repeat is Sex and the City by Audrey Hepburn.
You love her.
I do. She came out with a whole album, like, 2 weeks ago, which I definitely, like, listen. I think, like, the stands out for me are Thirst Trap, Sex and the City, Shooting Star, Phoebe, and Silver Jubilee. But Sex and the City, ended up listening to it when I sent it to you at all?
I did listen to it, but I kind of was, like, not in the mood for that kind of song. So I kind of was like, okay, I'll listen to it at a different time. But you sent it to me yesterday, and I haven't had time to listen.
No, I know, but what it just encapsulates, like, every time that we go out and we think that we're the hottest, and no boy even looks at us, or even if it is a boy, it's just, like, the loser is picking his nose down the hallway, and it's like, come on, and it's just, like, the feeling of being like, well, I guess I'll go with that guy, but it's like, no, like, it's just, like, that feeling of being, like, going home with somebody, and, or, like, just, like, coming home by yourself, and... being like, well, I wish I was pretty and wanted. Like,
yeah.
Even though we are.
Yes.
But, like, it's that feeling. So, also, in making it sound depressing, it's actually, a good song. But,
what it was? I listened to it, and I was like, yeah, that is the feeling. I can't listen to this right now. I listened to, like, half of it, and then I was like, if I listen to one more second of this, I'm gonna shoot myself in the face. So... Yeah. Which, it's not a depressing song. Yeah. It was just, like, I was just leaving rehearsal, and I was like, I need to listen to Bad Bunny.
Anyways.
So, yeah. And then mine is Shy by Renee Rapp.
Oh, nice.
Also,
a reminder is we have our playlist on Spotify.
Yes.
I should link it again on Instagram.
We'll keep linking it.
But I update it every week, and it's a great playlist.
It is a great playlist. Okay, so now 6 Degrees. My person is Seth Rogen.
My person is Nina Dobrev.
Okay.
Was there a movie where Adam Devine and Nina Dobrev were, like, a couple in it? That's sounding familiar to me, but maybe it's not.
I don't think so. I think you're thinking of that one with Alexandra Daddario and Adam Devine.
Oh, okay. Then never mind then.
Okay, so instead of starting with Nina, let's start with Seth. Seth to Zac Efron in Neighbors. I feel like Zac Efron is a good, like, place to get... to Nina, maybe via Vampire Diaries, maybe via Degrassi, maybe...
What about Seth Rogen to Zac Efron in, like, that awkward moment, like Michael B. Jordan or Miles Teller?
Okay.
Can we connect them to any of those three boys to Nina Dobrev?
I'm thinking maybe, like, the problem is, I think we need to start with Nina Dobrev.
I know, because she hasn't been in, like,
in that much stuff. Like, I think we have to literally go, like, Nina Dobrev, like...
Okay, what if Nina Dobrev oh my god, she was the mom that was a bitch.
Oh, Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline Forbes.
Okay.
So could we connect her to, like, anyone in that show, or...
Okay. Wait! Oh my god!
What?
Wait, that guy from that show, he was in Degrassi. No, he wasn't.
What show?
The We Were Liars? The uncle.
Who was the uncle?
The uncle. He's the Indian dad's, the Indian guy's, like his uncle.
No, that is the guy that's in all, like the that actor is the one that's in all the, Mike Flanagy, like, scary shows on Netflix.
Yes.
The person that was in Degrassi is the person that's in Gina and,
no.
Georgia.
I also think he was in Degrassi.
We'd have to double check that.
Okay, honestly. I'm gonna double check that. I was incorrect. I was thinking of iZombie.
Oh.
he's the guy in iZombie.
He is the guy in iZombie, but... So, he's in all the Mike Flanagan movies, so he was in, with, Veronica, she was in, like, oh my god, You? What's her name? Not Veronica, she was, like, that really iconic, she was, like, his wife that was also a murderer.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah, it's V something. This is the most Google we've ever done in this segment, by the way. We never use
Victoria
this
Pedretti.
Yeah. So, like, could we connect her?
Okay, but how do we...
I don't know where... I'm lost now.
I'm lost. Hold on.
This is... What about Nina Dobrev to Gavin... What's his face from The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Gavin Casalengo?
Yeah, because he was young Damon.
Oh, my God. He was young Damon. So, okay, that's so smart.
Yeah. So, but then could we... And then is there, like... I don't know if that helps us at all.
No, because that's...
But wait, no. Because you could connect... Oh, you could connect Gavin to Chris. Like...
Chris...
Briney, or whatever his name is. To Mean Girls.
Correct.
And then there's, like there's tons of actors in there, like, freaking Tim Meadows, Is Tina Fey again in that?
I don't think she is in that version.
I thought she was the teacher again.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought she was.
I might be wrong on that. I still think that that's, like, so long to get... Like,
I think that there's a shorter one,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, pause. So, we have Nina Dobrev, mm-hmm, to that guy who's, like, her weird protector, who's the same actor as Warner in Legally Blonde, mm-hmm, to Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. Legally Blonde also, to Jennifer Aniston. No. Reese Witherspoon to Steve Carell in the morning show.
Oh, yes.
To
40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
That's it. That's three.
Are we confirmed that he's in
40-year-old virgin? Confirming Seth Rogen was in 40-year-old virgin. So it goes Seth Rogen to Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin to Reese Witherspoon in The Morning Show, mm-hmm, to Warner, mm-hmm, in Legally Blonde, to Nina Dobrev in, mm-hmm, The Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. We got it. It took, mm-hmm, us... There was a bit of a pause. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Yeah. It was
tough. Nina Dobrev is not in a lot of, like, notable things, so it was a little bit of a tough one.
It really was that Legally Blonde that unlocked everything for us.
But let us know if you have one that's shorter than that, because I'm sure we could figure out something.
I'm sure we could.
Than that.
And if you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.